In Acts chapter 14, God used Paul to perform a miracle. What happened next was interesting. A man with a congenital disorder in his feet, a man who'd never walked in his life, was in Lystra, where Paul and Barnabas were ministering, about 85 miles north of Turkey's southern or Mediterranean coast. When the locals saw the miracle, they declared Barnabas to be Jupiter, the king of the Roman gods, and they stated Paul was Mercury, the god of eloquence and communication. Paul was the main speaker. Paul and Barnabas wouldn't have any of it, rightly attributing the miracle to God and saying of God in verse 17, "Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." So this is fascinating. Paul told them that what they saw around them in nature was a witness to the Creator God. So when you see the sun shining in the sky, when you see rain falling to water the earth, when crops grow as a result of the soil and the rain and the sun and the air all working together, you're to see in that a witness to the God of heaven. All around us is evidence of God's goodness, and it's easy to miss if you take these things for granted. That's more than just a sunrise. That's God at work to bless your life. Food on the table isn't your good work to stop off at the supermarket and buy food for the family. Instead, it's evidence that God is working to look after you and to provide for you. All around are clear and obvious signs that God is real, alive, and working in your best interests. Don't miss those signs. Be reminded again and again and again that God is and that God is good. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.